Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Paul podcast for Monday the 4th of July 2011. Happy Independence Day. Are you one of those business which is a small independent business? Are you self-employed? Did you know the French word for self-employed is indépendant? Or are you one of those limited companies which is a one-man operation? Do you like working on your own? In his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey talks about the idea of independence being held up as some sort of holy grail which we should all aim for. And he goes on to explain that actually there is a better position to be in if you're trying to run a business. And instead of aiming for independence, we should all be seeking to achieve interdependence. And what he means by interdependence is that we should have organizations where we can all work in a sort of way which complements one another. So let's think about it like this. 1 + 1 = 3. Of course, you're going to tell me that 1 + 1 = 2. Stephen Covey will tell you that sometimes 1 + 1 = 1, and in bad situations, 1 + 1 = 0. What am I talking about? Okay, think about husband and wife. The idea of having a husband and wife union is that 1 + 1 works an awful lot better than one on their own. And in a good relationship, you can actually achieve an awful lot more as a couple than you could as two separate individuals. And of course, if you get a relationship where the synergy is particularly good, 1 + 1 can equal almost any number you can imagine. And in a relationship where the synergy is not particularly good, you can see that they may be pulling against each other and 1 + 1 = 0. Or if you're particularly unlucky, -1. And that's how football teams work as well. You put 11 men in a team on a field, and if you have 11 people who are particularly good at their individual roles, you combine their strengths, and the output of those 11 people is far in excess of what you would expect from 11 individuals. And of course, you get some football teams that don't work particularly well together, and the 11 people don't get along, and that leads to relegation. We see that happening. But how does this all help us in business? It's fine being an independent, self-employed person. It's fine running a one-man limited company. But ultimately, if you want to achieve more, you are going to have to get bigger, you are going to have to get a team, and your team will have to operate on the principle of interdependence. Now, here's an idea to leave you with as you go off to build your team. One of the problems we have with bigger teams is that people lose track of what they're supposed to be doing. And it's often said that in large teams, 33% of the people know what their role is, but don't know what their job is. Another 33% of the people know what their job is, but they don't know what their role in the organization is. And the final 33% don't know anything. Now imagine what it would be like if you were running a football team like that. And imagine what it would be like if you were running a business like that. So independence is not some sort of holy grail to be sought above all else. This week, I recommend that you focus on building working relationships with people and you work on interdependence. See you again next week. Bye for now.